We've passed a number of economic milestones lately. Longest stock market boom, longest economic expansion. Here's another one. The longest period in history without an increase in the federal minimum wage. It's been 10 years since the government set the federal minimum wage at $7.25 an hour. And the Economic Policy Institute reports that if the minimum wage had kept pace with inflation, workers would be taking home about $3,000 more per year. But it hasn't. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Robin.
So the last time Congress raised the federal minimum wage was 2009. Why so long?
You know, if you think back to that fog of war, if you will, there was such a spike in unemployment during the Great Recession and such a desperation by policymakers to get people back on payrolls that the emphasis was decidedly on stimulus, you know, tax cuts and interest rate cuts. And with so much slack in the workforce, people were willing to work for less to endure as permatemps, the gig economy. I mean, the story of the mover who was willing to take people across the river just to IKEA back and forth just right. to collect some money every day. And a lot of that spirit persists a decade later.
Well, just get people working was the thinking. But now the Economic Policy Institute says the minimum wage is worth 17% less than it was 10 years ago, 31% less than in 1968. This is all because of inflation, that things cost more?
Yeah, I mean, I think this speaks to the pernicious effect of even routine, quote unquote, desirable inflation. Too many people, Robin, I think they still see money in nominal terms. Like the $100 bill I put in my dresser a decade ago is still worth $100. I mean, in reality, it's like something close to $2 of that $100 note was being singed off every year.
Right.
And minimum wage workers just haven't flexed the leverage to ask and receive raises to keep up with even routine inflation. So this has been a struggle across the board, even with unionized workers.
But we just heard this week the Fed saying we need more inflation. Things should cost more. How do you make that case to a fast food worker?
I mean, it's just vexingly difficult. You can make the case to Americans writ large. I mean, the Pew Research Center says that 2/3 of Americans support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The question is how much are employers, whether fast food employers or supermarkets, willing to absorb that hit versus pass it down to customers
right.
versus investing more in automation that's already getting rid of minimum wage jobs. So, I mean, you walk into a Wawa or most McDonald's, you order your meal on a little ATM, you increasingly self-check out at the supermarket or Target, and employers are going to call foul if the minimum wage does spike. But the truth is many are well into planning for fewer wage workers.
Yeah. Well, in July, the House Democrats passed a bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. But a congressional budget report earlier this month said that while the Democrats' plan would boost wages for 17 million Americans, 1.3 million Americans would lose their jobs because employers would have to cut back to pay those wages. And then also they're saying that things, you know, inflation, there would be even more inflation because, as you just alluded to, manufacturers would have to raise the price of things to pay for the people making them.
Truth is, we don't know what would happen in real time because over time, the minimum wage has been taken up so gradually. Look at the service economies now, cities that have taken it on their own, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, to jack up the minimum wage to something like $15 an hour. The service economies, they're still working well, and there's a lot of wealth and cash flow to absorb these things. So I think the debate is going to keep roaring on as this economy stays in recovery.
We'll have it again with you, Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
My pleasure.